This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We're going to begin with a new chapter, right?
Yes, Sheikh. The hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. I think we've started it, but we have not completed the hadith completely.
No, we're done. We started a new chapter, Istihbab Taqdim al-Yameen fi kulli
Yeah,
mawdu'.
that one. Yeah, true.
So today's date is
20 February.
20 February. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، اليوم العاشر من شهر شعبان 1445 الموافق ل 20 من شهر فبراير 2024، نواصل درسنا في هذا الكتاب المبارك رياض الصالحين. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك فينا وفيما نتعلمه، وأن يغفر لنا الزلات ويغفر للمؤلف ويرفع درجته في العليين. So I believe last week we started with a new chapter, which is about استحباب تقديم اليمين في كل ما هو من باب التكريم. استحباب تقديم اليمين في كل ما هو من باب التكريم. The recommendation and the encouragement of the Sharia that a Muslim should start with the right foot or the right side, you know, when doing anything that is noble in Islam, you know, whatever has value. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to begin it with yameen, with the right hand. So Sheikh talk about wudu, wal ghusl, wal tayammum, wal libs al thawb, wal na'al, wal khuf. You know, like wudu, in the wudu, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to start with the yameen. The ghusl also, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to start with the yameen. The tayammum, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to start with the yameen. Walufsu thawbi, and wearing the cloth also, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to start with the yameen. Wal na'al, wearing the shoes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to start with the yameen. He said, let the right foot goes in and let it be the last thing to go out. Wal khuf, and also wearing the khuf, also Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to start with the yameen. Was sarawil, and the pants, the trousers, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to start with the yameen. Wadkhul al masjid, and also entering the masjid. It's recommended for a person that a person should get inside the masjid using the yameen. Yameen is the right foot. Was siwak, and doing the siwak also is good for a person when he is doing the siwak, to start with the yameen. Waliktihad, you know, last time I guess we talked about the benefit and the manafi of the siwak, and then the prayer time comes. So waliktihad, and iktihal is using the eyeliners. You know, eyeliner, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommend that we should use a specific type of eyeliner, which is ithmit. So last time I told you that a person should be very careful to make sure that, yes, you get the correct one rather than getting something which is a fake and feed your eyes with sand. So ithmit is good. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it makes your eyes very clear, strengthen the lens and the eyesight vision, and also it helps the hair to grow. Wa taqlim al-adhfari, and also cutting the nails. You start with the yameen first. So iktihal, you start with the right eye and then go to the left one, especially for the sisters, for the brothers. It's better to do it at night for the medication. If you're using the one that will make you look like a sister, then that will be wrong. Wrong, not in the sense of kohol is wrong for the brothers. No, it's not wrong for the brothers, but it is wrong because it makes a person look like the opposite gender. وتقليم الأظفار, and cutting the nails also start with the yameen and then go to the left. وقص الشارب, and also cutting the mustache. Yeah, this one's start with the yameen, yeah, cutting, you start with the yameen and go into the to the left, now right, and then to the left. One at full if the and also when a person is plugging the when a person is removing the hair from the armpit, the Prophet and the scholar said he should start with the right hand first and then go to the left. And when you are shaving your hair, also start with the right and then go to the left. Wassalam min as-salah. And when a person prays, also it is recommended that a person should start with the yameen first when you are saying the salam in the prayer. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum. So you start with the yameen first and then go to the left. Wal akl. And when you are eating, you use your right hand. Also, when you're eating, you use your right hand to eat with it. Washurbi, when you're drinking, you use your right hand. These are wajibat, actually, Islamically, according to the best opinion of the scholars. It is not just a recommendation, but it is obligatory upon every Muslim to eat with the right and to drink with the right. It's wrong for a person to eat or drink with the left. Likewise, giving or taking with the left also is wrong. These are four things that right has to be favored, and it is a must. A person, when he gives something, he gives with the right hand. When he takes something, he takes with the right hand. Well, musafaha. And when you shake the hand of somebody, you shake the hand of that person using your right hand, not your left hand. And you can see some people, they give left, and sometimes when they say salam to others. Wastilamu al-hajar al-aswad. And also touching the Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone, when you go to do the tawaf, you're supposed to kiss it. So the best way to kiss the black stone is to hold the place first, to hold the place first, and then kiss. So when you are touching the place, you should start with the right hand first, and then the left hand. That's the istilam al-Hajar al-Aswad, wal-khuruj min al-khala. And also getting out of the bathroom, you start with the right. Getting out of the bathroom, you start with the right. Wal akhdhi wal ata, and giving and taking, taking wal ata and giving. So all of these you are supposed to start with the right hand. Wa ghayr dhalika mimma huwa fi ma'na, and anything that has value. We're going to see in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to use his right hand and start with the right, in everything that has value. And in the opposite and the contrary of all of those mentioned, by the Sheikh, you're supposed to be using the left side. You're supposed to start with the left, then the right. الامتخاطي والبوساقي عن اليساري. So when a person wants to spit, these are inappropriate. A person shouldn't do it in front of people. But even when you are alone, when you spit and you remove the phlegm or the saliva, you want to spit it out, you should put it on the right side. No, I'm sorry, the left side, not on the right side. As I said, these are inappropriate things for a person to do it in front of others. But when he has to do it, then he should throw it on the left, not on the right. وَدُخُولُ الْخَلَاءِ, and getting inside the bathroom also, a person should use the left, not the right. وَالْخُرُوجُ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ, getting out of the masjid also, a person should use the left, not the right. وَخَلْعُ الْخُفِّ وَالنَّعْلِ, when you are taking off your shoes, you start with the left and then the right. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لِتَكُنْ الْيُمْنَى أَوَّلُهَا دُخُولًا وَآخِرُهَا خُرُوجًا. Let the right foot be the first to get inside the shoes, and the last one will go out of the shoe. وَالسَّرَاوِيلُ وَالثَّوْبُ, and when a person is removing, taking off the sirwal, he should start with the left and then the right, the thawb and the cloth. وَالاستِنْجَى, and when a person is relieving himself from whatever, urine or any other thing of this nature, أكرمكم الله. A person is supposed to use the left hand, not the right hand. Yeah, we're going to see all of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that could be used to support this mention of the mu'allif, inshallah. So when a person uses a bathroom, right hand is not supposed to be used. And actually, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, not just using the right hand to clean the place, akramakumullah, even to use your right hand to hold the place and then you pour the water to clean it. You know, you're not cleaning with the right, but just holding the place to clean the place. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, la yumsikanna ahadukum dhakarahu biyamini. The person shouldn't hold his private part with his right hand and then clean. Yeah, right hand is respected, you know, by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we are supposed to follow the same thing. قالوا في المستقذرات, and whatever is يعني filthy and bad things, when a person is doing them, he should do it with the left, then use the right. You know, a woman wants to wash a baby, wash with the left hand. Somebody vomited, you know, clean it with the left hand. You know, I want to touch the blood, touch it with the left hand. You know, all of these things that people find them disgusting, you're supposed to use the left hand. Even if there is nobody, train yourself to use the left hand, because trust me, if somebody sees you doing them, he might not be able to accept anything that comes from you, and that will not be good. You know, people will find you disgusting. This will not be good at all. So, but when he sees you using the left hand, it's okay. Tomorrow, when you give him something with the right hand, he doesn't mind, you know, to take it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good. قَالَ وَأَشْبَهُ ذَلِكَ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِي كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهُ. This is in the hereafter when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divide people into two parties, the righteous and the non-righteous people, the bad and the good ones. Allah says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِي كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. As for the person who receives his book with his right hand, you know, the person who received his book with his right hand, فسوف فيقول ها أمقرأ كتابيه إني ظننت أني ملاك حسابيه فهو في عيشة راضية. الله أكبر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as for the person who takes his book with the right hand, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who will be receiving their books with the right hand, and they will be going to Jannah with no hisab, no adab, no hisab. Allah grant us all Firdaus al-A'la. So the person who receives his book with the right hand, he will be telling everyone, Alhamdulillah. You know, he will be passing his book to everyone. You know, please read my book, read, see the result I got, see the reward I got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll be happy to show show to everyone, you know, what he got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanAllah, this is exactly the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us when it comes to the examination. You know, those people who pass the exam, they don't mind showing it to everyone. And those who fail, they mind. You know, they hate it. They don't let anyone see it. That which is in the hereafter is far greater than what you can ever imagine. You know, if in this dunya, this is who we are, you know, what do you think of the akhirah when a person receives his books in the wrong way? SubhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conceal our affairs and put barakah in our life and grant us good and make us among those who will be receiving their books in the right hand. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this person will be asking people to come and see his book, you know, and his reward, you know. He say, yeah, I have the yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not neglect me, you know, because that's it. When you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will never neglect you. He will grant you much better than what you deserve. Yeah, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allah gives much more better than what we deserve. So he says he is ala yaqeen that he will get his hisab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is not disappointed in the way he has. He had husnul dhan with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not disappoint him. قَالَ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهْ. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk also in this place about those two categories that we have mentioned. أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about the أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. These are the the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them Ashabul Yameen, those people who are on the right side, and they will be given their book, from the right side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ashabul Mash'amati ma Ashabul Mash'ama, and you have those who are on the left. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what do you know about these ones? Allah explained each and every one of them in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, and what makes them qualify or to be entitled to that punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. Talk about Ashabul Yameen, talk about As-Sabiqun, and the benefit in this is that you see what they did, which qualifies them and took them to this position, so that you also imitate them. Yeah, the best one that I choose for myself and everyone is the first group Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. These are As-Sabiqun. Who are the Sabiqun? Some scholars said, no, we have no portion in this, we cannot reach them. But Ibn Kathir and many other Mufassirun says, no, that was wrong interpretation. This is for everyone until the day of judgment. As-Sabiqun is referring to somebody who is doing sibaq fil khairat, meaning you are always hastening towards the doing of the righteous deed and things which are noble in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes to the masjid, quicker than everyone. He's not missing his classes, read Quran. He's trying to be the first in everything, to compete with others in righteous deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. So if you're among those people who are racing with others in terms of righteous deed, you will be among these sabiquna. Yeah. So this is what I will choose for myself and everyone. Don't aim to be from the Ashabul Yameen. Aim to be from the sabiquna. This is what we call ulul himma. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about those people who those people who are the Ibadur Rahman. In the last ayah he mentioned them. He says, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Yeah, he talks about the righteous people, the Ibadur Rahman we call them, because at the first part of this series of what you call mentioning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about Ibadur Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last part of it, he says, these are the people that are always saying, Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. They always say, Ya Allah, grant us, somebody that will make us satisfied among our family, our wives, our children. When we see them, we become happy. It makes us happy. Coolness of our eyes. Waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. I love this last one so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these people, they're always asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them a'imma lil muttaqin. To make them a'imma lil muttaqin. What does that mean? They don't want to be leading the common people in the community. They want to be the role model for the best of the best. The muttaqun, the closest people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are looking forward to see them so that they can imitate them. What kind of a high determination is this, What kind of a high determination is this? A person is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him an imam lil muttaqin. And this should be actually the attitude and the behavior of a Muslim, not just the student of knowledge and the scholars. No, every Muslim should aim for this, to be the best example for others to follow. These others also including the best amongst the members of the community. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you this, alhamdulillah, you succeed, then you started to keep a legacy in this life. People remember you by that legacy whenever they see it. And this is what the good ones, starting from Ibrahim alayhis salam, have been looking for. They have been saying, Ya Allah, Ibrahim alayhis salam says, Ya Allah, ij'al li lisana sidqin fil akhirah. He says, Ya Allah, please put, for me, grant me a good remembrance, in those people who will come after me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. And Allah gave him. And you really need this. The poet says, وَإِنَّمَا الْمَرْءُ حَدِيثٌ بَعْدَهُ فَكُنْ حَدِيثًا حَسَنًا لِمَنْ وَعَى. He says, you will be just a story people talking about you, about your life, They don't see you anymore, but they just discuss about you and your attitude and your behaviors. It says therefore you should try to be the best, among those who people remember, the best of their remembrance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good. So let's take one hadith. I guess those who are in Malaysia are about to have their Isha now. Let's just take hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, and then we delay the rest inshallah until next Tuesday bi'idhnillah. قال وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعجبه التيمم في شأنه كله في طهوره وترجله وتناوله. عائشة رضي الله عنها said رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he loves to begin his affairs with the right. في شأنه كله all of his affairs he loves to begin them with the right. في طهوره when he is taking ghusl, when he's taking shower, he starts with the right. وَتَرَجُّلِهِ when he's fixing his hair, he starts with the right. وَتَنَاعُلِهِ when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is wearing the shoes, he starts with the right. So this supports those topics that Aisha, I'm sorry, Imam Nawawi mentioned earlier, that Rasul, because he says it is recommended that whenever you do something that is noble and good in Islam, which has value, you should start with the right side. And there is another hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. Let me drag you a bit. Aisha radiallahu anha said, "كانت يد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اليمنى لطهوره وطعامه وكانت اليسرى لخلائه وما كان من أذى." Aisha radiallahu anha said, "The hands of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم are the right hand. He kept it for his purity, tahara, and also his food." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yaduhu yad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam liyumna lituhurihi. Whenever he purified himself, he used the right hand when he's taking a shower, and wata'amhi and his food, wal yusra likhala'ihi. So he uses the right hand to bring the water. Not to use the right hand to remove a thing that comes out of him. That one, he uses it, لِخَلَائِهِ. He uses the left one, لِخَلَائِهِ. The left hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, use it for his khala. Khala means whenever he relieves himself in the bathroom. So he uses the left hand to remove whatever comes out of him, salawatullahi wasalamuhu alayhi. وما كان من أذى and anything that is najasa that touches Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or things which is qadir mustaqdir, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will start with the yasar, with the left rather than the right hand. So he kept his right hand for good things and left hand for things which are not good. So I guess this is the best place to stop so that those who are about to pray can go and catch up their prayers. Mazin, if there is any question, please do let me know. And thank you for the short class. I thought I will never be able to have the class, but then I have some strength. I said to Mazin, let's have at least a bit.
Barakallahu
feek.
Sheikh, I think we have only one question here. The question is by a sister. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, Sheikh. What about when we eat with the right hand, then we want to add food in our plate by dishing out with the left hand? What is the hukm?
But where do you put the left hand? If let's say you're using spoon and use the left hand, no problem, inshallah. But I will advise if you are not using the spoon, if you're alone, no problem, you can do it, it's okay. If you're you with others, try to avoid using the left hand in the presence of others when you're eating food.
Okay, Sheikh, we have a new question by Brother Uzair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh.
Uzair, why didn't you come to the class? You left me alone here. Allah guide you.
Sheikh, the question is, with regards to using siwak, should we use left or right?
Right.
That's it.
No, no.
That's the questions that we have. شيخ.
إن شاء الله. Okay,
شيخ
does that
شيخ
work?
also وضوء, we start with the right, always.
Now, every part of you, when you make wudu, you start with the right side.
Okay, Sheikh. Right. The question is also asking, what about toothbrush? It's also the same hukum, right? Right.
Same hukum, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he cleaned his mouth, they said his, they mentioned siwak, he start with the right, and the brush, the toothbrush, we brought it to replace siwak, unfortunately, but so we take the same hukum of the siwak, we applied on the brushes, you know.
All right, Sheikh. Jazakallah khair, Sheikh. That's it, Sheikh. That's the questions that we have.
That's another one.
What about when cooking is?
Cooking, is it something that has value? Yeah, they say Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever is good, he starts with the right hand. Anything that you believe to be good and excellent, whether based on the custom or Islamically, start with the right. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to start anything that is good, he starts with the right. Aisha said, fi sha'nihi kulli. You know.
I think that's about it. If there's no more questions, I think that's it, inshallah.
Okay, then, inshallah. Mazen, jazakum Allah khairan.
Jazakallah
Jazakum
fiik.
Allah.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.
Allahumma
Inshallah.
ameen. And
See you with
everyone.
inshallah.
Jazakum Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.